Home Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
O'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the afternoon stretch. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, no Ray Dosky, as he's actually in the studio right now, but he's about to leave. We actually have Adam Johnson back behind the boards today, but it's a special show, Bruno. It's always special, first off, because
first
you and I
all,
are on the show.
It's not really that special.
It's always special.
Who cares?
It's always special.
He's an O-lineman. Who cares?
Justin School is with us today. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
There we go. Vanderbilt O-line, former Vanderbilt captain, current 49er O-line. Got some reps for the Super Bowl. Thought that was super cool. You play behind a guy like Joe Staley, you know, I'm sure that was weird. How old were you when you were in the NFL? 23, right?
Yeah, 23 when I got there.
23, and you play with a guy who I think was playing when we were 8, so.
Yeah, very true.
But we're happy to have him along with us in today, just joining us here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Remember, you can always get involved on the show anytime you want. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line and how you get in on today. We got a bunch of stuff that we're going to be talking about today. Obviously, it's Thursday, so we're going to be getting into our week 2 NFL picks. Normally, our picking audience is myself, Bruno, and then Ray. Ray going to be leaving, and we're going to go over our scores and rankings of where we were after week 1. But eventually, we're going to get into week 2. Had a little bit of a headset.
I just pulled a Greg Pogue.
Yeah, I think you might have. But we're going to get into our week 2 picks on later on in the show. But Bruno, there's something that Ray brought up yesterday that I wanted to get your opinion on. We had current events with Ray right after you left, and he brought up a really good one, and I hated it. And I was like, why didn't we ask this when Bruno was here? Have you heard what Ariel Helwani released yesterday?
No.
Nothing's popping up in your mind right now.
It's not about the Brendan Schaub stuff?
No, it's not that.
I know Helwani's in like a heel mode of his journalistic career, which is weird because
right.
He's a weird guy, but I haven't seen what he said.
So
which is weird.
He has talked about that there is a new MMA league that is going to be, and actually let me pull up the exact notes just to like get everything that's on it. It's going to be interesting because we talk about the biggest problem. What's the biggest problem with the UFC?
Fighter pay.
100%. Yeah. It's the biggest problem. So if we look at that and the notes that they're talking about, they're going to be making a new MMA league that is going to be structured more like the NBA, NHL, NFL. And they're going to be trying to do a new league with a CBA, collective bargaining agreement, as well as a 50-50 revenue share, guaranteed contracts, health insurance, career-ending insurance, and a pension plan. Now, what they're going to be doing with this...
Who's investing in this?
Well,
the Pharaoh of Egypt? Where is this money going to come from?
So, the way that they're doing it is they are going to... It's going to be structured around heavy influencers. Like... social media, like
this is going to fail miserably.
Do you think
what,
so?
Of course. What is this? How are you going to provide all this when the UFC is just going to dominate you financially? Like you're just going to be in the red.
Well they're definitely going to dominate financially, but the biggest thing I think that can bring fighters over, because this is what it is. At the end of the day, what's going to happen is trying to get people over from the UFC, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be we're going to say you have guaranteed money if you show up.
Do you know how fighter pay works, Justin? Just know you get paid more than like Israel Adesanya does salary wise for a fight. So if Israel fights once a year, you get paid more than him. So
yeah, I haven't seen much. I just know that they do not get a big portion of that revenue.
No, they don't.
No, and I mean we're talking like the heavyweight champion for the UFC, Francis Ngannou, made $500,000. On his last fight when he won the championship belt. And, you know, he sits in a room with Mike Tyson who's talking about making $50 million in 1982.
Yeah, that's about... what even is that? That's literally like $150 million inflation-wise.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, it's about $120, $150 million.
But see, I hear the word influencer and I get worried because obviously Jake Paul, the Paul brothers and all that, and how they've treated boxing so far.
Well, when you say influencers are going to fund it, I just don't get like.
Well, they're not going to fund it. They're not going to fund it, but they're going to be heavily involved in getting the
publicity
league off,
for it.
The publicity, yeah, exactly.
Listen, this league needs to get the real influencers involved. me. All right? You don't want me talking trash about your new stupid league.
Haven't the Paul brothers brought a ton of publicity
The
to
Paul
all their
brothers
stuff.
Are the only ones that have done it great, though. I've been saying on the show, Justin, that I think the Paul brothers are they might be saving boxing.
I think so, too.
Because there's no one cares. Like, even the Manny Pacquiao fight that happened a month ago, no one cared. But the Paul brothers, heck, I'm watching it. Now, they had that YouTuber versus TikTok pay-per-view that sold like 200K buys. No one got paid for
it. Main evented
right,
by so. Blueface and then a guy I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Never even heard of him before, but Blueface was out there. That was really big for Blueface and Blueface fans. Half of this audience,
I can't tell.
Not say 90% of this audience is like, who the hell is Blueface? They have no clue who Blueface is.
I can't tell if
I'm saying who the hell is Blueface.
You don't know who Blueface no. Baby is?
I can't believe you don't.
Absolutely. He's a rapper.
He's what we call a whack rapper.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, you know. There's people that enjoy his music, I guess.
It's like the way Sekou. Did you ever play Sekou Clark?
Yeah.
His like Passion of Little B and Riff Raff. His Blueface is in that same area.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just way worse.
But I understand the term influencer is. I mean, we hate it. Like, we're not fans of trying. Like, the Logan Paul brothers are.
When you
Paul
say we, stop speaking for me, all right?
I'm talking about everybody. I think majority of the world hates the fact that the most important boxing matches have been with Paul brothers. I think everybody hates it. I think people wish they had the boxing actually have real competitive fighters in it. You know, I think they wish that. And when we start talking about the MMA landscape, where influence get in there, it gets crazy. But when I start hearing they're going to be making guarantee contracts, they're going to be making revenue splits. They're going to be making higher dollar. I mean, just the insurance part. That's the biggest thing. Do you know fighters don't have health insurance? UFC fighters.
Yeah. No, it's encouraged when you're a fighter. If you get hurt in camp or hurt outside or hurt during training or whatever, like basically you're encouraged to hide it. Like even severe injuries, like people who tear ACLs, like you're encouraged to hide it. Go out there and fight. They'll pay for your medical issues on fight day. That's why on fight day, if you have anything that bothers you at all, the doctors there are like, please tell us and like take advantage of this day. But other than that, you don't get insurance. Yeah. As a MMA fighter. That's what I'm saying. Ian Pfeiffer was kind of texting me about like wanting to start training and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know, man. I like you. Yeah. So I don't know if I want
to.
So
like
you
in
do
camp,
this.
if you were to break your hand.
You could pull out of the fight if you wanted to, but then you lose your purse and then you lose a chance to get that hand paid for free. Like,
yeah.
You would have to pay for it out of like your own pocket. Or your own insurance.
Yeah, I mean, think about you with your AC, with your leg. That happens to you. You have no health insurance that's going to cover that.
Cool.
You know, like, yeah. Why would you be a fighter? Yeah.
I mean, then also you're getting paid dollars to donuts, just tiny amounts of cash comparatively for.
And you're getting hit in the face a lot.
Yeah. No, it's scary. Being a pro fighter is scary.
But if you're a pro fighter, if you're a, I don't want to say the top champions because the top champions aren't going to leave the UFC. Like they may not make money, a lot of money in their fights, but they have other contracts where they get, you know,
no,
they get some money up.
Yeah,
but if you're a, I'm trying to think, who's a mid-level, Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Cannoneer just fought Kevin Gastelum, and Cannoneer's been the number one guy for like a consistent year. And he's like, I'm broke.
Yeah, he's openly saying that he's broke.
Like, he's like, I just made 80K on this fight. 40K goes to taxes. 10K goes to the camp. And then what do you have left? 20K to feed your family.
And then he's got to
fight twice a year.
Twice a year.
Because you're a number one contender and you can't afford to fight. Like
now, you hear a new league's in startup with guaranteed money. You know you're a big name, that you have enough of a draw.
Cannoneer's a guy who would probably...
Well, see, I think someone like O'Malley. I think Sugar Sean O'Malley, he has a name that he could actually draw people to it, right?
And it's hard to believe that people... When you hear Sugar Sean O'Malley, you're like, this guy's fighting nobody. You know, how does he have... I saw it in person. He was the first fight of the main card.
Mm-hmm.
And besides Connor, he... Like, the crowd went wild
berserk.
For that guy. Wild. And then he was fighting, and it was wild. He's an entertaining guy. He deserves the dollar amount. UFC's not going to give it to him because why not? They have a monopoly.
So yeah.
That'd be cool if the new league pulls stuff like that. But we've seen like new platforms try to quote-unquote steal. Let's look at gaming and streaming when they took Ninja. Mixer took Ninja.
Yeah.
Like that was – Ninja was head and heels above a talent like Sean O'Malley in his field. Did Mixer jump Twitch? Not at all. Like, you know, not even close.
No. But I don't think they really tried either. To be honest, I don't think they really
tried.
You don't
think throwing $30 million at Ninja is trying?
Well, I mean, that's one guy, right? But, I like, guess. If we're talking about, I think they should have, like...
But how much of investor money can you spend just topping, right off the pop?
See, that's the idea.
Like, yeah, who's funding this league? Like you said.
Dubai Prince, I guess. Like,
to have this guaranteed money.
Like, yeah.
Who's going to be...
Probably Ray's cousin.
just kicking Ray while he's not even here. It's not fair, all right? I won't stand for it. I'm down to make fun of Ray when he's here. But behind it, we put it in the... Oh, no, Ray would have loved it. But going back to your point about the money, I think... Going after someone like Ninja, if we're talking to Ninja, he's top of the world. He's the Conor McGregor, Francis Ngannou kind of guy that somebody would try to steal. I think that's the wrong thing. I think you steal a bunch of mid-level guys, like a Sugar... Well, Sugar Sean's got probably one of the few fan bases out there, but a Cannoneer, good talent all the way through, and you spread that $30 million out. You spread it against a bunch of good talent.
Instead of all eggs exactly. in one basket.
That's how I think they should do it. And if they do that, then could the UFC fall? Now, also, we got to remember the UFC's got they've got Mickey Mouse behind them. So, I mean, they're going to...
ESPN, Disney. They offered... You know who Gabe Stevenson is?
Yes.
Yeah, they offered him a Contender Series contract after two fights on the regional circuit. WWE said, hey, man, here's a cool, like, $5 million.
Yeah.
So, why would he fight?
And then he's over there posing and flexing with Brock Lesnar in Instagram photos. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. If you want to jump in, we have lines available, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Jeff in the Borough. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man.
I was going to say, this is your Titans news for the day. I listened to y'all yesterday. Y'all was talking about people wanting Titans news every day, so... I didn't know if...
We haven't gave any yet, huh?
No, I didn't know if y'all needed any or not. It's only been, 15 minutes y'all show or 20 minutes, whatever it's been. So I know, God, we got to hurry up and get a Titans update today.
Jeff, what are you talking about right now?
Justin, Jeff thinks that we're just like only a Titan show, basically.
Only?
We're talking about whatever we want to talk about, Jeff, but we're not talking...
How does he hate me doing today? He doing all right? How does he hate me XFL star doing? Is he doing all right?
I don't know who that is.
That's you, I think. Yeah. You're the only XFL star I know.
I don't know. I guess. I don't know. XFL slash judo or whatever. So I don't know. We'll go there.
Who goes first, judo or XFL? In your credential list?
Judo.
Judo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do want to ask you, who you guys think? I know it's a hot topic for this show, but who you guys think is going to take the Southern Cal football job? Or
USC? Bruno Reagan, number one. 100%. I've been speaking into existence.
those team meetings would be fun.
I bet they would be.
All the Hispanic football players, get up right now. You're doing this for the city of LA, all right? Everybody else, you're along for the ride.
I'll give you a real answer because Bruno's not. Bruno is under lock and key at this station when the contracts are
crazy to get out of. Bruno's going to be the USC judo coach. You know that?
You're unironically like saying that. I'll probably have a student or two like eventually make it to like a big fight contract, and I'll be in the corner. That'd be fun.
That would be cool. You got to get me in there. Just let me be the hype man. That's all I need to be. I won't do any coaching. I think
you just hold the bag of ice.
I can do that. Yeah. I can do that. Hey. Eric Bieniemy, Chiefs offensive coordinator. I think he has a good shot at getting it. I just think
really.
Yeah, my only thing is. I don't think they're going to be able to get him midseason, obviously.
Yeah.
You know?
He said today he's focused on the Chiefs, not USC.
Yeah, well.
They all say that. You know who else said that? James Franklin. You know who's probably going to be the coach? James Franklin. So. James Franklin could sell, you know.
Water to a fish.
Yeah. I don't even know. I wanted to do something way more drastic.
Right. That's very true. But the thing about it, like guys said, they have done the show I was just doing today. The bad thing about USC doing it now is all you other coaches have got to answer these questions to reporters the next 3 months. Are you going to take that USC job? Blah, blah, blah. That's the bad thing about doing it the second week of the year. Like the guy said, they're overreacting anyway. They got 10 games left or whatever it is. I mean, they could run off 9, 10 straight in a row here. And what are they going to do then, you know? They could do something like that there.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, it's stuff like that. I mean, it's just stupid. It's like if LSU fires Orgeron, it'd be the fourth SEC coach that's won a national championship that got fired. Miles, Orgeron, Chizik, and Fulmer, all of them won national championships and got fired a few years later. That's just, to me, it's stupid. When you win a national championship, you should get a long leash shouldn't even be no short leash. It just don't make no sense. It don't make no. Did you agree, Zach?
I do. I think though it's a lot of what have you done for me lately, right, Justin? What do you know a lot about this, obviously.
Yeah, I do. I think with the SEC especially and all these big time schools, it's very much a 2-year leash, I feel like. And so Orgeron won it, what, 2 years ago? And
yeah.
It's 2019.
Yeah, so it's that 2-year, I think it's a 2-year leash with most places that you're talking about, whether. So if you win and then 5 years later you guys are middle of the pack, that a lot of these big time programs don't approve of middle of the pack.
Is the Pac-12 still part of the alliance?
I don't know. I thought the alliance died. That's all gone.
Well, one final thing, y'all know I'm a Kentucky fan. So the
what?
Let me explain this up with you. Y'all know this. Let me ask you a question. What is Mitch Barnhart? Okay, Stoops is his 9th year at Kentucky. Okay, his first 3 years and 2 games, his record was 12-26. Okay, well, what if Barnhart had pulled the trigger on Stoops and fired him?
Kentucky probably in a worse spot.
Yeah, they'd be yeah. So a few years ago when they won them 10 games, all these national people, they praised Barnhart for giving Stoops time to build the program. That's probably the problem with these schools, is they don't give people time.
Well, I understand that, Jeff.
They win a championship and get rid of them 2-3 years later, then they're in worse spot than it was before.
I understand that, Jeff, but and I've got two Vanderbilt guys next to me here. Vanderbilt gave Mason the time. And it didn't work out. So, I mean, I understand there's circumstances where, yeah, if you do get the time, and I'm big on that. I think you got to give them the time to kind of grow something. But there's also you run that risk of having something not grow and actually degrade a whole lot more.
It's weird when you define success, too, because if you walk in the Vanderbilt hallways, you'll see how many bowl games we're into. I think it's 5 or 6. And Mason has 2 of those in the history of Vanderbilt. So it's weird how to define success and failure. Obviously, that last season was unacceptable. And, you got to
– I agree with that. It's like a guy said a minute ago here, if Florida goes 8-4, that's unacceptable. That don't make no sense. You ain't going to go 13-0 every year. I mean, it don't make no doggone sense. It just don't. I mean, that's like Alabama saying, well, we go 12. That's like Saban going 12-1 this year. Oh, well, Saban, goodbye. Oh, well, you won all them championships. Oh, well, let's get rid of you. Get somebody else. You think Alabama's going to do that? No. But they got some sense. They got brains in their head. They know what's going on, and they don't know what and everything else. It just don't make no sense. I mean, it don't make no sense. I mean, it really don't. I mean, some of these universities, some of these ADs, they pull up a trigger on emotion. They do something on emotion. They don't think. They don't think, and they don't use their head. And then they're worse off than they was before. They hire somebody just like it's Auburn hiring that Harsin guy. Well, if you don't know what he's doing, he's only been 2 games in. He might be worse off than what Malzahn did, and Malzahn beat Saban 3 or 4 times or whatever.
Hey, Jeff, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
First of all, speaking of Saban, did you see that apparently he eats like 2 of those oatmeal cream pies every single morning?
Yeah.
Diet of Champions, 100%. Those things are fine. When you're eating 2 of them every morning.
Well, I think he said just Little Debbie cakes, but he does sometimes. He mixes them in.
Really?
But okay. Look, let's be honest. Out of all the Little Debbies out there, oatmeal cream pie is barely scraping top 5.
You are crazy.
Are you serious?
You're going to make me lose it. Adam's right there. He's like, stop dropping my headphones.
No, I mean, there is a clear pattern for Little Debbie. It starts off fudge rounds, number 1, hands down. I can't. I'll die on the hill. Second, Swiss rolls. Swiss rolls are top tier Debbie little cake snacks.
I
all right,
oatmeal cream pie, but Swiss rolls.
First of all, we have.
This is why you're here for one day.
We have, all right. We have a serious issue as Americans. They're replace, and this is coming from a guy who's 340, 350. All right, they are only selling the doubled versions of these things now.
The double deckers.
They don't even have the single ones. So that's an issue. First of all,
you're talking about like in gas stations and stuff like that. Yeah.
As
a
gas station enthusiast, going to gas stations is like going to an amusement park for me. So I love
Bruno's
it.
Grocery store.
Yeah. We're pretty sure he's got like a secret sponsorship for Raceway that he doesn't tell us. And he just gets paid on the table.
That's where he does his grocery shopping.
He's big. Hot dog guy. Big gas station hot dog guy.
I've grown a little bit in my turn here. Yeah.
But you stare at those Little Debbie double deckers and you're just like,
it's been a while since I've had those too, but they're also just so.
Well, let me finish my list though, because it's Swiss rolls, then you get to Star Crunch, I don't know how everybody always plays over Star Crunch.
You're the type of guy to put steak fries as like number one on your fry tier.
No, are you kidding me? And then you got honey buns, just classic honey buns, and then pinwheels. In my opinion, go above all those. Go above oatmeal cream pie.
Nah, you're crazy. I will tell you what's overrated is those moon pies, though. Those are overrated.
I'm not massively. A fan. In Chattanooga, yeah. They're all over the place, and they're like, you know, it's dry. I feel like I'm biting into cotton. Like,
you don't know how different other cities' cultures are until you go there. Like, apparently St. Louis is a big Busch Light place. How terrible. Because apparently Busch Light is, like, located there.
Yeah, I was going to say Anheuser is there. How do you not just see that? Isn't that, like, the first thing you see is just a giant Anheuser sign?
Well, the first thing you see is crime when you go to St. Louis. Then you get across the river. And then you're like, oh, okay, here's civilization.
What's your favorite places over in San Fran?
We're actually in Santa Clara, so we're about an hour south of San Fran.
Good for you guys.
But no, San Fran's cool. Fisherman's Wharf is the cool spot. Really? That's one of the nicer, like, not as disgusting places right now in the city.
Yeah. Did you just say an extended stay during the seasons when you play?
No.
Or do you rent out?
It's like Airbnb. Yeah, it's okay. Something like an Airbnb.
Team provides that, or you just buy it?
They help you find it, but you have to, I mean, yeah, they don't provide it. But no, it's not much going on. Santa Clara's Silicon Valley, so it's really just office buildings and all that stuff. So
drive by,
seriously, you like drive by and it's like, oh, there's PayPal, there's Samsung, there's Apple.
Just the skinniest 130 pound white guys with the same haircut
baddest women around.
They all have just McLarens and just bankrolls that they could buy the 49ers. Probably.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. All right, we'll go to our first break. I want you to jump in on the phone lines anytime. 615-844-5600. That is the FNM Bank phone line. Go ahead and get on it back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. They just moved that crash on 65 northbound at Rivergate Parkway, but boy, the damage is done. It's just crawling along here on 65, trying to get up through Madison. Once you get up to Vietnam Vets, it's really slow go there until you actually get past Long Hollow Pike before it picks back up to a decent speed. 24 westbound at OHB, that's over in Bellshire. They're working that accident. Heavy traffic continues 65 down through Brentwood. 40, watch your speed out through Kingston Springs. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show. And so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Ray Dosky not here. I almost said his name starting everything. Bruno Reagan, Justin School, Zach Williams. Got Adam Johnson back behind the boards. Always inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We want you to join the show, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line if you want to jump on anytime. Let's go ahead and go to Tony in Nolensville. Tony, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys. I tell you what, good hot topic once again this afternoon on this coaching carousel. You know what? And I find it interesting. Back years ago, DiNardo at Vanderbilt lost 3 years in a row but went 5-6. LSU come and got him. You know, so that, and he didn't even have winning records, so they come after him. Franklin wins 3 years in a row, and of course Penn State comes after him. However that worked out, he ends up at Penn State. You know, we Vanderbilt give Mason 7 years. And when you beat your arch rival, you know, that gives the fan base a lot of rejuvenated feelings. But you got to build off that. You got to take that into the next year and start doing some. You can't just – we love beating UT, trust me. A Vandy fan loves beating UT. And a lot of people would say, I'd rather beat them every year if we lost the other team. Well, you get them in another conversation, they'd say, well, I'm tired of losing and just winning that one game. I want to go to a bowl game or something. So you get that mixture. And what Stoops has done up there at Kentucky is remarkable, and he has surpassed Claiborne and Fran Kersey. But you know what about Stoops? I'm going to ask you this point blank. He's such a great coach, and he's done good things at Kentucky. Why is his name never mentioned to be at a replacement anywhere else?
I don't know. Listen, I think Kentucky has had elite-level rosters.
For any other position.
Kentucky has just had such elite rosters. That's a good question. Except for the quarterback position has just been abysmal at that school for a while. I don't know how you get guys like Josh Allen.
Well, Josh Allen wasn't a big recruit.
I thought he was a four-star out of Ohio.
Mm-mm. Josh Allen's from, I'm pretty sure he's from New Jersey, and he had like Monmouth and Kentucky were his only offers.
Weird range.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the recruits. I'm talking about the coach himself. He never gets mentioned for any replacement jobs that come out at the end of every year.
Be careful, Tony. You're starting to sound like Jeff.
Well,
nobody talks about Kentucky.
You know, it's a mixture. It's a mixture there. It's a good thing. If I'm Stoops, and we all know about Kentucky, we all know it's basketball school, the prima donna and all that crap. But anyway, he's built a good program. He's at a basketball school. And if they win and they go to some bowl games and have good years, that's gravy. That's icing on a cake, you know. Mm. But if you have a mediocre year, well, you can get away with it because everybody's already looking in basketball anyway. I think he's in a sweet spot, and he knows he is.
Yeah. Well, that's
what I was going to say. He might not want to leave. He might like where he's at. And
exactly.
First of all, Kentucky also isn't a basketball school anymore. We have to come to an agreement on this. They're kind of trash. Really recently.
You're not wrong. I think they still have the history at least to say that they are a basketball school. Just going back way back in history.
All their years of one and done, they've
it's
only
like calling
got one
Tennessee
national
a football
title.
School.
Just yeah.
Like, oh, really?
But I think Tony, the big picture is like Stoops, you don't ever hear anything out of him. Outside of football, he's not somebody who's out on social media, he's not somebody who's trying
to
watch
several of his interviews like on Marty and McGee and all that stuff. And he will flat tell you, he said, I'm not an outgoing guy. I don't do all that kind of stuff. I don't play golf, you know. And kudos to him about in regards to that. And if the whole fan base, and they seem to be happy with Stoops as long as they're winning, like all fan bases are, then everybody's happy. And but that's something. You see all these different coaches, like I say, DiNardo losing at Vanderbilt. He gets hired at LSU, goes down there and wins one title, I think, in his 4 or 5 years there. And then you see these other coaches come and go. And, I mean, it's really amazing how you say we need to give them time. They don't win in the due time. Others come in just a short time lose, and they get bigger jobs somewhere else. Some schools are either a stepping stone or a graveyard. Y'all agree to that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. I look at Vandy that way. I feel like
Vandy's absolutely did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a graveyard, it is a step zone though.
And so I think it fits inside that mold of like what
they killed off Bobby Johnson's career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, God forbid Clark Lea wins like six
career,
games.
It ended several others before him.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Bruno brings up a good point. If he wins, six games this season, like he will be the new hot trending coach in college football because he resurrected a good season, a winning season for Vanderbilt. And how quickly would he be gone?
Good question, because him being native Nashvilleian, him going to Vanderbilt, being a alumni, played there, did all the stuff. That's a good question. And a lot of times, mama decides where they're going to go to, because if mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
Well, let me tell you where mama's going to want to go. Where the most cha-ching is.
Cha-ching is right. Hey, guys, y'all have a great afternoon.
Hey, thanks, Tony, for the call. And remember, anybody wants to jump in, we have lines available, 615-844-5600. It's strange with how the coaching searches work, and we talked a little bit off air. I want to get Justin more into it about the. I said Eric Bieniemy possibly going to USC, but you kind of gave a different rebuttal to that idea.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know him personally at all. I've never met him, but I think some of these NFL coaches don't want to have to deal with all this extra stuff that you deal with in a college program, where you're having to check classes every day to make sure guys are going, or you're having to go out when the season ends and you're having to go recruit guys all off season. I think a lot of these NFL coaches probably like just having to worry about football and nothing else.
They're pretty mentally ill people.
Like, you say that a lot.
they do it for quite literally 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
Every day. And they love it.
I don't see the... I'm kind of talking against my own point of thinking Eric. I mean, it's strange that Eric Bieniemy hasn't been given a NFL head coaching job yet with the success he's had in Kansas City, obviously.
In due time.
But... it's just strange that, I mean, if he goes to college, how long would he stay at USC before he inevitably goes back to the NFL, or would he just,
Listen, Eric Bieniemy being out of, all he would do is create another good team, right? We need the Joe Judges and the New York Giants of the world to make fun of, right? That's what we need for our job. So if they want to keep hiring people named Joe Judge... it's all fine with me, all right?
Unfortunately, we're going to talk a lot about Joe Judge in the second hour, though, unfortunately.
Watch him come out and boat race, my boy.
Oh, man, that's going to be so sad.
No, it won't be.
Let's go ahead and hit our second break. We want you to jump in on the phone lines. Before we go to that break, though, we got to talk about our friends over at FanDuel. The biggest game is this Sunday is Chiefs versus Ravens, a Sunday night game. And FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even better. Bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I like the same game parlays on FanDuel is probably my favorite thing to do. And looking at the Chiefs game, I've talked about already, the anytime touchdown scorers, pick a same game parlay of Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and then Lamar Jackson scoring. That's going to pay you out pretty handsomely right there on that game that night. But my favorite part about the FanDuel app is definitely the UI. So easy to use on the user interface. It makes it so simple, so streamlined just to put all the same bets that you want to get. Makes it not complicated. Shows you all the numbers right there in front of you. So if you're new or someone's been betting for a long time, it's really nice to use. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. That's big. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with the promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, just the show, TAS, this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code TAS so you know that we sent you over. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 and up and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Good afternoon. We see this heavy traffic now on 65, trying to get down through Franklin, passing Highway 96. Had some flashing lights down in that area just a few minutes ago. It did add to the delay. 65 trying to get north of town has also been crawling, trying to get up into Goodlettsville from an earlier wreck we had near Rivergate Parkway. Harding Place at Trousdale, watch for a crash there in South Nashville. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg. It's happening September 24th through October 31st. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. Fight back. American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back in to the afternoon stretch. Justin School, Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We always want you to join the show. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Week one results, Bruno. Justin isn't a part of week one results from the NFL week one bets, but we are, and Ray is as well. You and Ray are tied at 7-9 on your picks last week. And I have one under y'all, and I hate it.
You should have trusted Long Boy and went on Houston. You know what I'm saying?
That's where it was. That was the one that killed me. Ray picked everything that you picked.
Smart man.
Well, no, just minority connection, I guess. We have a telepath.
Oh, you know, that's funny because Justin now, I have another.
You have another white guy.
There's another white guy on the show, and Adam's here too.
I am severely. This is an actual representation of the country we live in.
This is the first show where the whites have dominated the show in the history of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when we had Kari in, then.
Kari, me, Ray, yeah.
Yeah. You were I was way outnumbered.
You're just getting pounded, man.
Yeah, well. So welcome aboard, Justin.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Don't say you're proud, though. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, we did have an issue yesterday where I don't even
Man. I said things are
proud
stupid.
Whites or white proud.
No, I was talking about my white brothers but I didn't mean it in that way.
Oh, Ohio.
Yeah, the Ohio white brothers. That's what I was talking about. It's unfortunate. But week two now is here. I'm 6-10. Everybody else is 7-9. You, Justin, get to be Ray today.
All right.
Those are big shoes.
Yeah, hopefully I can help them out.
They're actually little shoes. Yeah. So pretend you're a 42-year-old, 5'4", well-built, you know, pretty tough Kurdish guy. All right, so that's
all right,
yeah.
I'll
just
do my best.
Put that mindset.
Imagine
when you're picking the games.
When I'm stateless, as a stateless person, and then let's go.
So how about we just start with tonight's game?
Washington, baby.
Hold on, let me get the exact spreads of everything that's going on right now.
Oh, my God.
Because I know you have a large connection to this game.
Oh, yeah. Well, Justin does now, too. Our mutual friend.
Sure, that's right. Our mutual friend. I forgot all about that. So,
which is good for him. This is so slimy. And you don't have to say... Don't say anything. You know, it's so slimy of the Bengals. Kyle balled out in the last preseason game. Like, how you cut a guy that balls out like that? Come on, bro. How you gonna cut a guy that balls out?
So, let's see here. Giants at Washington. Okay, it's actually in Washington. I thought it was at New York. -3.5 favorites are the Washington football team. And the over-under is 40.5.
The Bruno quarterback squad.
How do you feel about the Washington football team, by the way, Justin? Like the name of it?
They should be changing it soon, right?
Well, what do you think about the name, though? Do you think they should change it? Because Bruno's on the boat that they should just keep it Washington football team.
I like the sound of the Washington football team. Sounds premier. Obviously, it's Washington, so it doesn't make sense, right? But
it's the other white guy comes on the show and he agrees with me. I think it's stupid too. They definitely need to change it.
I hate this show now.
The Red Tails are cool.
No, what?
Red Tails are such a cool name.
You're crazy.
Or Red Wolves.
I saw Red Wolves. I wouldn't mind Red Wolves.
That's a pretty dope.
I just think football team. Everyone's a football team.
Yeah.
Why are you calling them the football team?
I agree with that. You got to be different. Be something different.
They are different. They're the only
What's
one
their
named
mascot?
The football team.
What's their mascot?
Who cares?
A football?
It should be Beaver Warrior.
It's as stupid as the Browns name, just being the Browns. And then having orange as your main color.
Who's the Browns mascot? Isn't it a raccoon?
No, it's a dog, right? It's like the dog pound and all that. Isn't it a dog? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something stupid like that. But it's like, have you seen the helmet, the Browns helmet, where they want people to put the actual, because, you know, what they use as their emblem is just the Browns helmet. So it'd be on their helmet, a little helmet. That's the logo. It's one of the worst in the world, but still.
They should just call Washington, like, exactly what fits in with the Washington culture, like the D.C. culture, is just the snobby interns, because that's all that exists in Washington, D.C. A bunch of interns that work for nothing.
A lot of gun violence happens there, too. That's why they couldn't be called the Bullets anymore. Do you know that?
No.
They used to be the Washington, the basketball team.
The Wizards.
The Wizards.
Used to be the Bullets.
Yeah, they used to be the Bullets, and they changed their name because they were having rampant gun problems.
That is hilarious, first of all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Washington, D.C. and, like, Ray have a lot in common. They're both, like, stateless, right?
Well, yeah. Ray is the... Oh, the show's so dumb, it's going to get canceled soon. All right, so...
I don't think so.
3.5 towards the Washington football team. You're all in on Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with Bruno here.
You're going with Washington as well? What do y'all think about the over-under? It's 40.5.
Over.
You're going
That's
over?
That's so low. Now, listen, I know they might not be great. But scoring 40 points total in an NFL game sounds very reasonable, especially with Taylor Heineke at quarterback. I think he's going to get at least two teddies.
You win 2017 and it's still under 40.
Okay, Justin.
So I'm going under.
Ooh, there we go. I think whenever we get games like this, where it's like the prime time matchup is two crap bucket teams.
They're not crap bucket.
Giants kind of.
I don't think Washington's really going to be a crap bucket team.
They may not, but look, their backup quarterback's having to come in. I understand you love Taylor, and I'm not trying to take any away. And of course, he showed up big in the playoff game and almost defeated Tom Brady, which
and
is
the last game.
And yeah, a little bit of the last game.
70-something% completion percentage.
But we do have a chance where the game is actually more spectacular than people expect. I think that's always what happens. I think the game always. I'm going to go the over, but I'm actually going to go the Giants winning. I'm not trying to be contrarian or anything like that. I'm actually going to take the Giants win because
you're agreeing with your white brothers.
No, he thinks Washington's going to win.
We have the exact opposite pick, actually.
Yeah, he's going under.
Both think over.
No, you're
with me on the over.
I'm on the over. Okay, I'm with you on the over.
You're just getting defensive over there.
Yeah, well, I'm still happy. Stop making it a race thing, Bruno.
It's quite literally the only thing I think about.
But no, so I do think that the over is going to hit, and I think the Giants are going to win. The only reason why is because I believe in Kenny Golladay, and I believe also, as a bug crawled in my throat, I believe in Sterling Shepard. I think he's going to be a solid second target for that team. And I think Danny Dimes is going to get it done.
You believe in Sterling Shepard so much, put him on your roster, active roster on the fantasy team, right?
No,
now.
I have a great, on my listener league, I have great wide receivers. I'm not going to touch him there. You know what?
He's free on the waivers.
Is he?
Right there. Yep. Number one receiver available.
No, I'm not going to do that. All right. I'm not going to do that. Now.
Justin, and I'm sorry, but I've never been in an NFL locker room. Do the guys in the locker room play fantasy and like talk about it?
We're not allowed to play if it's over, I think, like $250. So some just play for fun.
Yeah, I figured.
But
I figured people just want to take themselves.
Yeah.
I've never heard guys talking about, I drafted myself, but some guys do just do
well, stuff. I also know you, and you're not the most outgoing guy with probably the entire team.
Yeah, so. No, I stick to my little small group, and that's about it.
And take that with what you will. All right. Okay.
But no, so I think so. We got Washington football team, Giants,
and
over, under. All right, that's the first game. We're going to get through the entire week of games. We want you to give us your answers as well to them. Go ahead and run to a break. Steve, we're going to get to you when we do get back. If we have enough time, we might have to move it over to the top of the 5 o'clock hour. But nonetheless, back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Heavy traffic here on 40 eastbound, coming past Briley here at the airport at Donaldson Pike. Just all that traffic continuing out towards Wilson County, Murfreesboro Pike at Pinhook. They were still working that wreck a few minutes ago. A lot of traffic there on 65 down through Brentwood, Franklin, all the way down into Spring Hill. Oktoberfest in Obergatlinburg. It's happening September 24th through October 31st. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace is on, and tell us your thoughts. Everybody has their opinions on the next-gen NASCAR race car.
Well, I got nothing except positive things to say about that car, because that car was brought on because we're trying to make the racing in NASCAR better. We're trying to get it where it's easier to pass cars. You know, nowadays there's a thing called the aero push, and if you get behind another car, it really makes it hard to get around that car because the aerodynamic blocks the air. If you're following a car, the car in front of you is blocking air to the front of that car to create downforce. So what NASCAR did, designed a new car with a lot of underbody work that helps create downforce. So even if you're behind a car, the car should be able to drive better, pass easier. And because of that, they've done a lot of testing. They've been in Daytona now, testing like crazy. I think it was 2 days ago. They're going to be out here in Arizona in December testing out here. They have been at a host of racetracks. They want to make sure they get it right when they finally unleash that thing for the 2022 Daytona 500.
You've been a Hall of Famer now for a while. Those shirts are pretty cool. That's the best part of being a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, you know, I tell you, that's one of my greatest honors, being a Hall of Famer. And I still got a special ring when I get ready to, you know, start my radio broadcast at the Motor Racing Network, the boys of NASCAR. They'll come on and say, up here in the booth, Jeff Streeter, Alex Hayden, and NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. That's what I still like the way that sounds. It still sounds good to me, you know.
TheFinalLap.com.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute.
Sassy Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Justin School, Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Steve, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, gentlemen? Hey, Justin, do you have any tough beats that you want me to bring up and give you any bad memories? I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, I forgot the one Mike did to me yesterday, but usually Steve brought up the Notre Dame game like four calls in a row, so that was pretty cool.
That's a tough one.
It's a running joke that we have going on here that we bring up.
That's awesome.
3 years ago, I think tomorrow was that game. So
Steve!
I wanted to win it just as much. Probably not as much as you, but that was a tough one. But this weekend kind of has the same feeling. I hope we start playing from the opening kickoff. So Stanford's not going to be an easy game, but hopefully we don't come out and get behind again.
Well, everyone at Vanderbilt's side is, you know, there's that whole thing about the battle of the nerds or whatever. This is too. I saw one Vanderbilt person, like, it was like number 15 Vanderbilt versus number 8 Stanford. That's just so cringy to me. I do not care. I do not care a single bit.
Yeah, battle of the nerds. It's not. It was funny for me. It was funny for like an hour, and then I saw everybody else started posting it too.
Win the football game. Win the football game, sure. Or I will.
Bruno,
I'll be out and about there.
Kicker. I know you love kickers, Bruno.
You love making fun of them.
Walk out there.
The kicker they have right now, I keep forgetting how to pronounce his last name, Bozovienas or something. He is pretty cold. Of all the years, Steve, that the special teams at Vanderbilt is rock solid, first of all, it's the years I'm not there, which is BS, all right?
Yeah, he looks good so far. What happened to the double doink guy? Is he still in the league?
Double doink guy?
Cody Parker? Is that? I think that's who you're talking about.
The
yeah,
Bears
the Bears. Yeah, against the Eagles. I think. I don't think he's in the league anymore right now. From the last I've seen, Cody Parkey. That was his name. Cody Parkey.
Yeah, he's all on.
He signed for the Titans.
Huh? Is that in the playoffs, the double doink?
Yeah. It was in the NFC divisional game, I think, for them to move on to the NFC championship. Was that game?
Yeah.
But
so bad he had to go on Ellen and talk to Ellen about.
Well, he signed to the Titans for like 2 weeks. And yeah. I think the last I saw was on the Browns. I'm not sure if he's still there or else he's out of the league. One of the two.
Just have you been in the new Rams Stadium yet?
Yes, I was there. We were there last year. No fans, but the stadium itself was really cool. It was like AT&T Stadium on steroids. With the screens.
It looked like it was worth $8 billion.
Yeah, it did. There's like a ton of screens that wrapped around, and it was two-sided. So if you were in the middle of the field, you could look up and see it. And then if you were in the stands, you could see the same thing.
Oh, man.
And it's like underground, too. So like you come in from the street, and you come in, and like most of the seats you walk down to.
Oh, that's cool.
And then there's like one level or so above ground, but the rest is like, so like when you took the bus in, you went like underground. For the locker room and everything.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
New Raiders Stadium looks just as nice.
Yeah, new Raiders Stadium looks like the Death Star.
Yeah, it does. It looks awesome. Hey, Steve, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
Appreciate you.
Got the first hour in the books. When we get back to the second hour, we're going to talk more about the Week 2 NFL games. But we always want you to call in, 615-844-5600. Let these guys know what game you're upset that they lost when they were in Vanderbilt jerseys. That's always a fun one.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of these bad ones. Auburn, Florida, Florida, South Carolina.
First hour is done. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
WPDQ Transfer.
On air and online, sports radio, WNSR,
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. COVID cases continue to surge in states with low vaccination rates. Idaho now rationing health care at hospitals overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients. Only about 40% of the residents in the state are fully vaccinated. Alex Murdoch, a prominent South Carolina attorney, turned himself into authorities today on insurance fraud charges. He's accused of hiring another man to shoot him to get an insurance payout for his son. Murdoch appearing in court for a bond hearing.
His total bond is going to be $20,000, personal incontinence, and that's going to be the order of court.
The judge ordered Murdoch to return to a rehab facility or his bond will be revoked. The alleged accomplice also appearing in court today. A funeral procession taking place today for Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Knaus, one of the 13 service members killed in the suicide bombing outside Kabul's airport. The procession started in Tennessee and will end in Virginia at Arlington National Cemetery, where he will be laid to rest. This is ABC News.
Vaccines are not enough, and accurate thermometers are essential for everyone. COVID is once again a major concern, and fever is the key symptom for both the flu and COVID. An accurate thermometer, like the Exergen Temporal Scanner, is essential to detect fevers early and reliably. Studies have shown that non-contact thermometers are ineffective and therefore dangerous, as they create a false sense of security. Exergen is working with a single focus to ensure that everyone who needs an accurate thermometer can purchase one. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Some people treat investing like a game, but Marcus by Goldman Sachs approaches investing in a smart way with digitally managed portfolios that leverage Goldman Sachs strategies. So, do you want to play games or do you want your money to work smart? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with biscuits and gravy or some pimento toast, or order a Tennessee patty melt or some chicken hash for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
And now, Delta Blue Roofing is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Delta Blue Roofing. Backed by 20 years of experience, Delta Blue Roofing is a name you can trust. For residential or commercial roofing installations or repairs, trust Delta Blue Roofing. Call today at 615-474-0090. That's 615-474-0090. And visit DeltaBlueRoofing.com. Delta Blue Roofing. They're people who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. It happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch coming at you in this 5 o'clock. Hopefully you're on your way home from work, and you're definitely stuck in traffic here in Nashville. So go ahead and just jump in on the phones with us, and we'll help you out a little bit as you get through the madness of traffic here.
Before we start with the NFL picks, too,
go ahead.
If I'm going to bring in Vanderbilt people, this is something I started with Donovan Sheffield. I'm going to, and I guess putting you on air on the spot, but who is your favorite guy at Vanderbilt to like just be around? Because mine was 100% Darian DeBroussard.
Do you care to expand on that?
It was so interesting. Everyone is so boring now. Like when you get out into the quote unquote real world, the fact that I can look back on such a unique individual, need I say more? All right.
Yeah, that's fair. Favorite person? Are we going off those standards? Like,
yeah, like literally, just like
Justin. What's going to be easier? You asking the favorite or answering which one you hated the most?
Like, Sherman would be a decent. Well, Sherman would be a decent one because most people don't know that Sherman. Like, I'd say I've said on air before. Like, Sherman will like his favorite content is those Instagram like cringe accounts.
Yeah, those are great.
I love Kyle. Yeah, I don't know. The O-line room as a whole was fun. Like Barrett. I love Guger. Guger was a great guy. Yeah. We were only there for 2 years with him, but Guger might have been the favorite. Just some of the comments, some of the comments that were made by him were incredible. So,
all right, now Zach.
Well, we can keep a little bit of the Vanderbilt just because you are here and then playing Stanford. I mean, we talked about off air. You went to one game, the ETSU game, the only game that was home game so far. What do you think about Vanderbilt and Clark Lee? I don't want to say about like the team right now play. I feel like all that we just got to throw out the window a little bit. But how do you feel about how Clark Lee as a whole has taken over this Vanderbilt squad?
I like Clark Lee. I really hope great things for him. Was lucky to meet him and talk to him for a while. And I think he's about the right stuff and focused on the right things at Vanderbilt and kind of starting from scratch almost. Kind of we're going to restart this thing from the ground up and do it the right way. And so I think, like I know we had talked earlier, what's the right amount of time for a coach. But yeah. I think with the right amount of time for him, being able to really build the program the way he wants to do it and get the guys he wants in there. And that's another thing I think with the coaching thing, it's hard to give college coaches a 2-year leash because you don't even get like a full group of team that's your guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You need 4 seasons to have 4 recruiting classes in there. So I think if they give him the right amount of time, I think he's about the right stuff and can turn the program around.
Good. Well, let's get over to the NFL now. How about that? Vanderbilt gets as much Vanderbilt talk as we can get into to a show normally.
That's enough.
That's about it. 615-844-5600 if you want to get in on the F&M Bank phone line to answer any of these questions as well. Starting off, we already did the Washington football team and New York Giants. I actually need to write all these down because I'll end up forgetting them eventually. Las Vegas. Watch
the clip too.
True, but that requires extra work. And Las Vegas versus Pittsburgh. Las Vegas is at the Pittsburgh Steelers' home in Pittsburgh. It's a 46.5-point over and under. 5.5-point favorites are the Steelers.
This is a sneaky good game. Are the Raiders actually good, or is Baltimore just so injured right now? I went to Vanderbilt.
No, you were right. Injured.
I got a communications degree. Did you know that? They're so injured. Yeah, when people say that, it's hilarious. I always think in my head, they're like, yeah, he talks well for an idiot. So they're so injured. I feel like the Steelers are just those early season, you know, they love just being good in the beginning of the season. So I think Steelers is...
You're on Steelers on the, with that one?
Yeah, on the money line. I'm not going to choose on that.
What do you think about the over-under, though?
Probably over.
I feel like a 46.5-point over-under line is...
That's still small.
It is pretty small. With two teams that we just watched... Well, the Buffalo game, the Steelers didn't really score all that much. They just ended up getting a win over Buffalo. But the Steelers or Ravens... I mean, or sorry, the Steelers or the... Raiders,
you can do it.
The Raiders. We only talk on air for a living. The Raiders and the Ravens. That game went like crazy high scoring. That we saw them just score kind of on will almost. So I don't know. What about you, Justin?
Are we picking the spread's tough for me? Are you saying
you're picking just a money line win? But okay. I'm just letting you know what Vegas thinks about those odds.
Yeah, because Vegas is
somehow. Let's be honest, they're rigged. This is all rigged at the end of the day.
I think straight up, I think the Raiders D line looked really good. I think they did look. I think with the Raiders D line, and although it'll be interesting to see who covers Darren Waller.
I might change my Najee Harris starter after you saying that.
Oh man, RIP too to Marcus Mariota. For any Titans fans, he has one play, goes for 32 yards on a sneak, a design sneak, and he has his thighs messed up now, and he's out for like 8 weeks or something like that. That's so sad. That's so tough. Sad. And I hate Titans Twitter enough, and they're already like jumping all over. Oh, see, I'm so glad we got rid of him. Thank God, hate that guy. So anyway, who'd you pick?
Raiders,
and then Bruno, I've already forgot who you picked.
Steelers.
You picked Steelers as well. All right, moving on to the Bengals and the Bears.
Did you go Steelers?
I'm sorry, I wrote mine down. Yeah, I'm Steelers. Yeah, I'm going.
Now we get to the interesting stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'm already on Steelers. I think Steelers are probably going to. I think the Raiders are good, but I think Steelers are a lot better than people are giving credit this year.
Bengals. Bengals beat the Bears.
You're
Bengals
already
Bears.
On it?
Bengals beat the Bears. Bengals,
can you elaborate a little bit so Bears we can fill
time? The
Bears
are keep getting embarrassed until they play their first round draft pick quarterback over Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's going to be like, this is the revenge game. No, it's not.
It is technically a revenge game.
Yeah, well, you have to win.
Well, what's funny is that it was a revenge game last year when he was the Cowboys starter when they played, and he played terribly against the Bengals. That was last year's Bengals squad too. They weren't very up to snuff as it is.
Having to see Nagy come out and the offensive coordinator talk, like, their quotes on, like, why they're not starting Fields. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know if it's just them, like, refusing to talk to media out of principle, and they always do this, or if they just really don't have a reason. And maybe they had that under-the-table agreement with Dalton. They're like, you're going to be our starter, promise. And
maybe.
You know, it's just weird hill to die on for me.
Yeah. I mean, you obviously want to see Fields out there because he's looked good. And, you know, it's weird that they give – I mean, even the 49ers did that, where y'all brought out Lance, and he came out and...
Well, here's the thing.
Jimmy G scored one play, and then it was like, all right, there you go.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Jimmy G also played in the Super Bowl. I don't know if Andy Dalton's done that.
No, he hasn't. I bet you he's been to one, though. He just hasn't. It was like he bought a ticket, probably.
No shot. I don't know many football players that like watching football when they don't have to off the hours.
True. So. I'm on board with that. Okay, so you're Bengals. Justin, where are you at with the Bears and Bengals?
This one.
It's in Chicago, by the way.
I think I'll agree with Bruno on this one. I'm going Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's by the way, Vegas isn't very split on this. It's -1.5. It's an over-under of 45.5. On that as well. Part of me wants to take the Bears just because it's at home. David Montgomery's such a good running back, but
you love David Montgomery.
Dude, David Montgomery is good.
He's on your fantasy team.
No, he's not. I wanted him on there.
He's just a fan of him.
I'm a legit fan of David Montgomery. I will say he won me my fantasy league last year. Yeah. Okay. So there is definitely something in the water there. I've been trying to make trades to get him. The guy who has him in our listener league is a complete a-hole, and he's not trading me back. I'm forgetting who it is now. I think it's Turner. That's who it is. Yeah, he's crapping on my trade. I've sent him some great offers. And Nick, too, by the way. He's watching. I'm seeing him comment along on the Facebook. He is wanting Travis Kelce, but he doesn't want to give up. Like, he just thinks Travis Kelce is like a number two tight end, like in on a team. It's crazy. The trades he's sending me are just asinine. All right.
Hey, if you ever want to get rid of Kelce, hit me up.
No. You have nothing. You are nothing.
Also undefeated.
Same, though. Same in the listener league. It's really good to be on top. Ray, on the other hand, is the only one on the show that lost. Oh, man. Man, Bengals. I want to say Bengals. But I'm going to go Bears. Look, I'm going to go Bears. I think they're at home. Joe Burrow can get flustered, and I think Matt Stafford is more of a guy that, like, when he faced that Bears defense, he's not gonna falter at Khalil Mack.
Yeah, Bears defense is pretty hardcore.
They are. They're passing
that Bengals O-line is going to be, you know.
They're going to be overworked is what they're going to be. So, we'll
interesting game. There's always.
Where are you on the over-under with 45.5, though?
Under.
Under.
Under. I don't trust the Bears.
I'm with that, too. I'm actually more on the under. You on the over?
I'm on the under.
Yeah, I think we're all on that. Houston taking on the Browns. Houston, don't forget, number one offense in the NFL right now.
Give me that spread. Give me one of the top wide receivers right here on my team, baby. That is awesome.
Houston versus Browns, -12.5.
Dude, I might go it depends on how this parlay tonight goes, but I might go big on that money line. I might go big on that money line for Houston. Isn't that the most Brown things in the world? Brown
plus 460 on FanDuel right now.
That is crazy. Matt, that's the most Brown thing I can think of in the world, is to go step for step with the Chiefs, prove you're one of those top four or five AFC teams, and then just lose to the Texans next week. I feel like that's just written in the prophecy. Like Moses came down. It's just like, don't trust the Browns. It's the only thing that's on there right now. He was like, this is the second coming. This is what you guys read the book wrong.
That pissed somebody off. All right, let's just throw that out there.
Call me and tell me, right? Listen, my schedule.
What'd you pick? You didn't even, after all that weird epiology, like bibliography study, whatever he just said, that garbage heap that he just spewed out onto the airs here.
The Texans,
he didn't even pick it.
I told you.
You're going with the Texans?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Hey, everyone was making fun of me for going the Cowboys week 1 against Tampa Bay. Look how close.
No, I was
got.
On board with you with that.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You still lost.
Hey, big facts.
All right, I'm not.
No printer.
I'm not in a competitive football anymore. You know, I can take moral victories when I get them.
You were the one, but I will say this. You were the only one that took Houston last week.
Yeah.
And you got it right. I will give you that. I do not think that you are going to keep that streak alive.
Yeah, I'm going Browns.
100%. I wasn't even going to ask you.
Well, when I own one of the islands that a former billionaire lost next week, we'll see. We'll see who wants to get
invited.
There's
that Jeffrey Epstein mention that we just have to get on the air at some point.
Well, I mean, you said his name.
what about the spread, though? I'm taking the spread. I'll take the Texans 12.5 points, though. They're not going to lose by 12.5 points.
That's one of those high value money lines. I'm going to put $25
on it. You screamed and ranted and raved about the Cowboys being 9.5 down on the Bucks last week.
Well, they were like 10 something. I think they were 10.5.
No, it was 9.5 is what it was. Sure. And the Texans are 12.5 points. Yeah. That's insanity to me. I can't even believe that.
I just
that.
Think, at what point do you look at a franchise's history and you just think, you know, like, is... Like, because the Browns roster is obviously very talented. But at what point do we say, like, is it, you know, how much of it is a coincidence that this team constantly just drops their expectations, right?
You're just talking about what I talk about every time I mention the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on board.
They're a poverty franchise. You know, that's just what it is.
Well, they're in Ohio.
Well, part of the thing. That's a whole lot of other things. Rams taking on the Colts. This is in Indianapolis. Bruno, go ahead.
Rams are going to steamroll the Colts. Poor Carson Wentz. I'm starting to feel bad for the guy. And, you know, it's someone I like making fun of, but I really do feel bad for him. He has to play for a poverty franchise in the Colts. I mean, Justin, if you don't know, comment or not, the Colts are under the Bruno Reagan curse because they ghosted me on draft day. So
I did know about the Bruno Reagan.
So, yeah, they're under the Bruno Reagan curse, and that's why they will suffer until I'm gentle. You know, I'm a gentle guy, so we'll see how long
no,
I
you're
want
not.
To watch them suffer. Yeah, of course I am.
Where are you at?
For different reasons, I'm going to go with the Rams. But
yeah, I'm going to go Rams as well. I don't the Colts are like on paper they look great. The Colts look great.
Yeah, I mean they played.
But
they played a tough Seattle team.
True.
It did suck seeing Carson Wentz, you know, not being able to take a under center handoff. You know, your hands are supposed to be like this, and his hand was like this.
Which that doesn't help.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, you got to open those hands up. It's big. It's a big change in adjustment. All right, Buffalo taking on Miami, but this is at Miami. The spread is 3.5.
Buffalo.
Yes, and 47.5 is the over under.
I was massive on Buffalo, and then they dropped. You know, they dropped pretty hard to Pittsburgh.
I love it. This is literally all offseason we talked about this on this show where I was like, I don't know about Buffalo. Everybody's on Buffalo saying how crazy. And you were like, no, Buffalo, Josh Allen's MVP. This is the year. Super Bowl for the Buffalo Bills. And here you are. You're so humble. Justin, you got to come around a whole lot more. You humbled this guy somehow.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think you're speaking a little too soon. There's definitely some more to that.
First of all, I'm the least humble guy you'll ever meet, all right? Second of all.
That's so humble of you to say.
Second of all, I'm picking the Bills again. Like, I'm sticking to my guns with, you know, I'm not sure if Tua's ready. Like, I don't know if Tua will ever be the guy that Miami wants him to be.
He's getting back Will Fuller this year, or this week, that is.
Yeah.
Pill Fuller, that is. On the PEDs that he gets on. So you're taking Buffalo?
Buffalo.
You're taking Buffalo as well? I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I'm going Miami. It's in Miami. I think Tua and Will Fuller are about to connect like crazy.
Imagine Bills fans going down 0-2. I mean, football's all they have out there.
They almost have that gone.
Yeah, the Austin Bills.
Yeah, I was going to say the Clarksville Bills. It could happen.
God, please, whatever sorcery I have to do, I'll sell my soul for that. Bring the Bills to Clarksville.
All right. Where's the next one? I don't even know. I'm getting lost now. Patriots taking on the Jets. This is in New York. It's a 5.5 spread. Favorites are obviously the Patriots. It's a 42.
I mean, Patriots are going to run it up on the Jets. And I like the Jets. I like what they're. I kind of like what they're doing now. I think they have potential. First of all, Mac Jones is poise out there. I know they lost the game. Yeah, but the poise he has for a rookie is incredible. You know, I'm really high on the Patriots. Even more higher than the Jets. Same division, but I think they're on the same trajectory. Maybe the Patriots and stuff. So you know how the Patriots are exponential, whereas the Jets are kind of like climbing on plateaus. Patriots.
I don't remember Graf.
Yeah.
Graf.
Well, he's an economic major, if you didn't know, econ major. So he should be all about the graphs. It's all in the graphs.
So I'm going to go Patriots too. I like the Jets. Obviously, their coaching staff came from San Francisco, but yeah. Patriots. I think with their defense.
Yeah, I'm on that board as well. The Jets are just they're gonna annoy teams. They're gonna annoy fantasy owners. Like, because people are going to put defenses against them. But Corey Davis getting 2 touchdowns last week, you can't forget about that. Like, that guy is a stud, I think, still, even though Titans fans don't want to admit it. We're going to continue getting more of these. We want you to jump in on the phone lines, though, 615-844-5600. Need to go to our first break of the second hour. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back. And if you don't win in your first bet, site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Justin School, hey, Bruno Reagan.
You see that on that TV, baby?
It's Hispanic Heritage Month.
You guys have to take it easy on me. Right? I can't believe they're actually talking about it. Because who cares, right? Well, I thought Hispanics were like considered white people now.
I don't. I'm Justin. Just don't talk.
I've learned a lot to just let Bruno talk.
And let Bruno just do his thing.
Call in and tell me if you think Hispanics are just white people. Let's finish this once and for all.
This is the worst. This is the worst. Welcome back in.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Zach Williams, by the way. I don't think I said my name. before we jumped into that, want you to get on the phone line, 615-844-5600. It's the F&M Bank phone line. We're going through week two projections and predictions right now. So let's continue with that. We last left our heroes taking on the Patriots and the Jets. We all went on the Patriots. Now San Francisco taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. -3 favorites are the 49ers.
Justin
doesn't get to answer this one.
Yeah, that's fair. San Francisco, though. I mean, the Eagles, they played the Falcons, right? We don't know how. I'm not too impressed. But I wasn't. I mean, Jalen Hurts, maybe I was too harsh on
this
you.
This is in Philly, though.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I was too harsh on you, Jalen Hurts. Maybe I just didn't believe.
I think you didn't believe.
I know I didn't believe. Eagles. Well, it's just Eagles.
No, but you know what? Nobody else believed because that was the only thing I was screaming all offseason. Is like, he played really well in the games he played last year. But everyone's like, oh, small sample size. It's like, yeah, but he still did it. Yeah. He's still good against good teams.
But the Niners are really, really, really good.
They are really good.
I think
the
Niners go in and get it done.
Yeah. Justin, you want to answer it? Do you want to?
I mean, yeah, Niners.
Yeah, I figured. see, this is one of the picks that I got right against y'all. Y'all both went last week Atlanta, and I went Philly. Philadelphia.
That was mainly out of my, love for Kyle Pitts and hopes that he would do really well. I mean,
Vegas thinks this is a lot closer. I mean, 3 points is all we're talking here. Yeah. So, over under a 49.5. I think I'm going to go with Philly again. I think I'm going to keep rocking with Philly. I'm sorry, Justin. Don't beat me up. But I
Justin can't fight. He's a big guy.
He's much bigger than me, though.
He can hurt you.
But,
jeez. Go for his knee.
Go for his knee.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Bruno.
That's what I would do.
Ruthless.
When you see somebody injured, that's the place you go for. Right, Bruno? That's the Bruno Reagan way.
Yeah.
I think Philadelphia is such a good team. Obviously, you look at how they played against Atlanta. Devontae Smith stepping up, but I think it's all predicated around the fact that Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. I think he's working his way. By the end of this season, we're going to say Jalen Hurts is one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. Currently active. I think we're going to get to that point.
You're on drugs. Is it drugs you're on?
It's not drugs. It's truth. Have you seen how he threw the ball all over Atlanta? Now, given Atlanta is a much different defense comparatively to San Francisco.
Top five quarterbacks?
I'm saying to the end of the season, that's where I think we're going to be talking about Jalen Hurts. Stat-wise, all that kind of mess. We're going to say he's going to be in that top five, taking a team that has essentially no targets. I mean, Devontae Smith coming out, he's a rookie, though, but looking at that kind of guy and what he's doing with him right now, I think, and his ability on the ground, I believe in Jalen Hurts.
If they win this game,
you'll start changing your tune a little bit.
I'll take it easy, right? But beating the Atlanta Falcons isn't gonna convince.
It's across the country game too. Does that play any factor?
I'd say yeah, probably. But Justin can speak to it. I mean, I've never at Vanderbilt. I think what was the farthest we traveled, Justin, at Vanderbilt? I can't even remember off the top of my head. It wasn't very far traveled.
We went to like Mizzou.
When you're in San Francisco, you're traveling all the time. Does that really do a number?
I mean, sort of not really. I mean, because we leave on a Friday, so 2 days before the game if it's across country.
Ooh, that's actually kind of nice.
So you get in late Friday night, and then you sleep in as much as you can Saturday, and then you spend Saturday trying to get on that time zone, and then you play the game Sunday. So the Friday definitely helps. So it hasn't yet to make that big of a difference.
I'm trying to tell myself it does, though, because I want Philadelphia to win because I just picked them. So, New Orleans taking on the Panthers. This one is in Carolina. -3.5 favorites are the Saints. It's a 44.5 over under.
I'd probably take the Saints on the money line, or not the money line. I'd probably take the Saints on the spread here. I love the Saints. Love what Jameis Winston's doing. I mean, it's a guy who, he took his L's like a man. I can very, very much respect that. Got into the lab. Looks like he's a lot more athletic, lean, lost weight. You know, got that surgery to fix his eyes. You know,
yeah, he's got 20/20 vision.
Kind of
now,
a
right?
big deal, right? Funny thing about those tests, when I was doing my physical for the XFL, I was doing the covering the eyes. I guess 2012 or 14 is like the best or whatever. And I like did it. I was like, do. And they were like, wow, you're perfect. And I went, oh, I guessed on like half the lines. And they looked at me and they go, you shouldn't tell me that. What's wrong with you? Some lady, she was like, why would you say that?
I almost guarantee that's not the first medical professional that was like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. So anyways, I take those tests with a grain of salt. I take those tests with a grain of salt when you say 20/20 vision.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's what Winston supposedly has now. He threw 5 touchdowns with under 150 yards.
That's very impressive.
20 attempts.
Is that that's
five
that's,
of his 20?
Is that
was
a Jameis
touchdown.
Winston evolution thing? Because don't when we think Jameis, we're thinking more like 400 yards, 3 interceptions, 2 touchdowns,
and
right?
58 attempts.
But you beat the hell out of the Packers. It's an impressive thing, man.
Yeah, in Florida, you know, not your home. I mean, it's actually more. I guess it's more of a home field advantage for Jameis because he's played in Florida so much, obviously. But
maybe at that point though, it's so like the advantage
yeah,
is
true,
so minimum.
True. But where are you going? New Orleans or Carolina?
I think I'm going to go New Orleans as well.
I'm just following around with Bruno right
yeah,
now.
I mean, smart man.
We are good friends.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with y'all on that one as well, though. I think Carolina is a good team. I believe a lot in Sam Darnold. But what
we
saw against the Jets,
Sam Darnold.
I love Sam Darnold. I think he's a lot better. And more importantly, it's not so much that I love Sam Darnold. I just think Adam Gase is terrible coach, and anybody who leaves him a la Ryan Tannehill, Robbie Anderson, and now Sam Darnold, they just play much better whenever they're not under the eyes of Adam Gase anymore. So that's big for me. Denver taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is in Jacksonville. It's only a 5.5-point spread minus towards the Broncos. How surprising is that?
We got to take the Broncos there, man. Jacksonville looks like the worst NFL team right now. I'm just saying something. Poor Urban Meyer. Say that sarcastically.
Well, he's going to be a USC head coach. Have you not seen what Twitter's been saying?
I guess I want to do the USC. Yeah. Bull!
Yeah, no.
We'll see about that.
That's crazy. Were you at Jacksonville, Justin?
No, I'm Denver. Okay, I like the way Teddy Bridgewater played. He looked really good.
Yeah, he's solid. He surprised me, and I'm glad Ray's not here because he's been riding the coattails of Teddy Bridgewater, swearing that he's gonna be the next coming of John Elway for that Broncos team. We wouldn't be able to hear anything else about it. That's crazy though, a 5.5 spread comparatively when you look at the Houston Browns game, 12.5. That they just beat Jacksonville handedly. And they're going up against that's kind of crazy to me that the spreads are that like that vast right now between those two teams that just played each other. Houston looked much better, and they're going up against the Broncos or the Browns, but it's a 12.5 point with them and a 5.5 for the Jacksonville going up against the Broncos, who looked really good
last
week.
Vegas follows the money and the bets, right? Like they adjust. So if people are willing to put the money on it, they're gonna put the line out there. And a lot of people still think Houston's a fluke team. I don't know.
I'm putting money on the spread with Houston.
Yeah.
100%. That's not a Bruno's bets or anything like that. That's for sure just what we're doing. Minnesota taking on the Cardinals. This is in Arizona. -3.5 favorites are the Cards. It's an over under of 50.5.
Probably Cards and under because I don't think Minnesota's going to put up their I think the Cardinals probably Cards on the spread and the under. I think the Cards are just going to run through that team. Cards looked impressive, and until they pay Chandler Jones, that guy is going to play like a man possessed. Yeah. So, yeah, is that horrifying seeing a guy get 5 sacks on one of the best tackles in the league? You're just like, wow.
you're really good at football.
That's worrisome.
I'm whatever bets you want to talk about though. The Cardinals prop bets with their player prop bets. I'm saying he gets the under in sacks this week. Whatever his is going to be this week. He's getting the under. There's no shot he's going to get 2 more sacks tomorrow or Sunday.
We'll see. That he comes from
get
a
5
long,
against the Titans.
Comes from a long line of elite athletes.
Yeah.
You see what they were saying to each other, right? They're calling Kyler Murray Baby Yoda.
Yes.
They're funny guys.
They seem like guys out of the paint.
Yeah,
he's so short.
Well, his face looks like him too. Yeah, like Kyler Murray's face looks like Baby Yoda.
That's so good. It's so good. Where are you at with it?
I'm with the Cardinals too.
You're on the Cardinals as well. Man, I think Cardinals are a good team. I think that's what we saw against the Titans, obviously. But I think the Titans, the more I've seen footage of the game and everything, and I want to get y'all's opinions on what Taylor Lewan said today. We'll do that after all this, though. But he, or the Titans, I think inflated the Cardinals a little bit. Kyler Murray is a baller. Don't get me wrong. That guy is a monster. DeAndre Hopkins is a baller. But I don't think the Cardinals' defense, I don't know, there's part of me just thinks they're going to have a whole lot more of a problem with the Minnesota Vikings. Their offense seems to be running a whole lot better, even against, you know, the Bengals, who weren't obviously not strong as defense. But, you know, I'm going to go Cardinals too. Yeah, I'm on board with you. Everything I was talking to myself.
You tried to convince yourself.
I was trying to convince myself to go Minnesota. I swear if Minnesota wins this game, I don't need these carbs.
I'm going to stick under my calorie count. But you know what? Six order of cookies sounds good.
Big cookie.
Big cookie. We are on the weekend. It's almost big cookie time.
It is almost big cookie time. Atlanta taking on the Tampa Bay Bucks. This is in Tampa Bay.
This has to be the biggest spread of the week.
12.5.
Really?
The exact same as Houston taking on Browns. That's crazy to me. Atlanta looked way worse than Texans. Way worse.
Yeah, Atlanta looks bad. Don't touch this game. Don't put your hard-earned money on this.
I think we're all Tampa Bay on this one, probably. Yeah. There's the over-under on it is 51.5.
Under.
Atlanta put up 7 points last week, right? Wasn't it like they were under double digits last week against the Eagles? And they're going to go up and – so what's the implied point total? If they're saying a 12.5 – that's crazy. There's no way Atlanta scores anything. That's actually – if you look on our listener league, that's what defense I'm starting this week is Tampa Bay against Atlanta.
I hope. I hope they just get torched.
No. Dallas taking on the L.A. Chargers, formerly of San Diego. -3.5 favorites are the Chargers. An over-under of 55.5, which I believe is the largest over-under right now. Week two.
Give me the Cowboys. Give me the under. Give me the boys. Give me the under. Give me the boys. Give me the under.
Really? You're going with
I'm a Dak Prescott believer. Whatever a believer is, or Bieber fans, or Ariana Grande fans, I'm that for Dak Prescott. I don't like the guy.
Mm.
Amazing player.
Yeah.
I'm a pressy boy.
I don't know if that one's going to stick. Yeah.
Or no. I'll ask him, and we'll see if he likes it. Right?
That's not going to do numbers. Sorry. You're not going to be able to ratio that one. What do you got, Justin?
I got the Chargers. Justin Herbert's a...
He is a dog.
This is the first one you and I have agreed on, by the way. I don't know what that means, but I'm agreeing with the Chargers. It's at home for them. I think it's going to be high scoring. I'm going the over. I think 55... Like, they're going to put up a ton of points in this game. Two teams that defenses just don't do anything, it seems like. And two offenses that can just put up points at will, it seems like, too. So,
yeah,
points did the football team score on the Chargers last week?
16. I believe they lost... 21-16,
something like that.
Early 20s-16. Gotcha. It was a close game, but
I was going to say, but yeah, and 16 you had, points. Cowboys right tackles out.
Yeah,
and Joey Bosa
and DeMarcus Lawrence broke his foot.
Yesterday,
so he's going to be out as well. Broke his foot in practice.
Sorry, I watched some 400-pound Polynesian literally steamroll straight to Dak Prescott. And he went, whatever. Boom, and would throw the best dimes I've ever seen. So I think the guy can do anything at this point.
400-pound Polynesian. Vita Vea.
Nothing more horrifying than a Polynesian chasing after you.
You're basically a Polynesian, though.
I mean,
you fit the mold. If you were hanging out with a bunch of Polynesians, they'd be like, yeah, you're a Polynesianist too. Like people like saw you from a crowd, they would think you're just related.
I don't think so.
They're like, where's all your tattoos?
I think people have trouble like picking what I am.
True.
Yeah.
If
you guys didn't know.
You really do mix around.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the problem with being Hispanic, is it doesn't really count.
Okay. So let's move on.
what are your thoughts, Zach?
Titans versus the Seahawks. This is the local flavor.
My mom is really mad at me right now.
I hope so. I hope she gives it to you when you get off air. Yeah, call in. Let him have it. Let him have it.
See, you heard her. She's so sweet. She's like, yeah, I'm getting my jersey retired.
All right, so Titans taking on Seahawks. 6.5-point favorites are the Hawks. This is in Seattle. It's a 54.5 over under, by the way.
Titans under. Titans under. Give me the Titans. Give me the under. Give me the Titans. Give me the. I believe in the Titans. Those guys.
Wow. Listen,
they have a good bounce back week.
Yes, I think they do because it's the most Titan thing to do in the world. And you were talking about you're gonna. I stick with my statements from last show on Taylor Lewan. I'd rather a guy be cringily over accountable than not accountable at all. You know, if he wants to go out and be like, sorry, because he also has that. I get having the brand, and you have to answer to that, right? I get it. I like it.
Well, and that he came out today and he kind of doubled down on that same idea that, but he added a couple excuses, which I always hate hearing it, is that because it was opening week, and I want y'all both to kind of jump in on this if you want. Opening week, he said that in warmups, he was going like 150% because he was just a little too excited. Bad. And he said he felt in the game that his legs were gone and he was just zapped of energy because he went too hard in warmups.
I don't know if I'm biased for Taylor Lewan, but I usually come on here as like the no excuse extreme accountability. You know, I like all that stuff, all those books, Jocko, David Goggins. I love those guys.
Right.
But the only time I've ever felt nervous in my playing career after like junior year of high school was every first game of the season. Every first game of the season, I would feel genuine angst. Every time. I was always like, what's going to happen? Are we going to lose to Middle Tennessee? Like, am I going to play well? God, I have to play center. This sucks. Center sucks. Why? Ah! You know,
They're rushing.
Yeah, I can't believe people. I have to lead people. Yeah. That's stupid. Anyways, so there was always, I get it. I do get it, and I think he does bounce back.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I can see where he's coming from. I mean, he hadn't played since when, October?
Yeah.
So I'm sure he was, yeah, very
excited.
And
he seems like
a
very emotional, invested guy, too.
I think he's a heck of a player. I think he's one of the better tackles in the league. So I think he is going to bounce back, but I think the Seahawks are going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lewan's going to play really well, but I got the Seahawks.
I'm on board with you with that, too. I like the Titans. I do.
This is more of just a heart out from the heart pick.
Right, right. I say this all the time because people always want to criticize me on Titans Twitter that I'm too negative towards Titans. Yeah. I want them to win. It's easier to jump on here the next week and everybody be excited to talk about Titans and have people call in talking about Titans and how great everything is and Super Bowl bound. This job is so much easier when the Titans win here locally.
Yeah, this is the same as trying to call this girl I'm talking to and it goes to voicemail and I just leave it and I instantly regret it afterwards. That's me picking the Titans right now. I'm just like, I'm like, what am I doing, dude? Like, there's no explanation for it. Like, it's all from the heart. All right?
Whatever. You're on the under. What are you at? The 54.5, by the way. You think Seahawks are going to win, but you believe Titans are going to bounce back.
I think Titans are going to play well. I think it's going to be a good game, but I think Seattle. 54. I'll take the over just to be opposite of Bruno.
That works, man. Yeah, I'm on the board actually of the over as well. I think Seahawks are going to win. I'm on the over. I think the Titans can show up and play good. It's just that Seahawks team, when they turn on, they turn on. And like I said, the Colts are a good team on paper. But if they don't, you know, come out and play, I think if they play any other team but the Seahawks that we saw last week, even though I was on the Colts last week, I thought the Colts were going to win for sure. But if they played another team, they probably were going to have a chance to win. But Seahawks are just... When Russell Wilson, and it's the first game for them with the 12th man up there in Seattle, they cause an effect to those teams. So Chiefs taking on the Ravens. Chiefs are on the road, and they're the favorites. 3.5, 54.5-point over under on that.
You got to go Chiefs after everything you've seen in week one. You just have to, right? Unless you have that connection with I do with the Titans. There's that inherent bias. Unless you're I don't know, stupid. I think the Baltimore Ravens will just bounce back for no reason.
Well, they just lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, and the Chiefs just beat a very talented Browns team.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce looking like a demigod out there.
Yeah.
Literal demigod, a football player. These tight ends are insane.
He never looked more like a white dude until he shaved his beard.
I know.
Man, he looked like he could just be wearing like flannel, drinking an IPA, sitting in like some stupid East Nashville bar. I know. Like, that's what he looked like he could just be.
There's something that was always iconic. It's George Kittle with the ponytail, right? And then it's Travis Kelce with the beard. So you see it without him, you know, it's just like, who are you? Like, I don't.
He's still got those hands, though.
Yeah, still. Hey, still plays like Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Impressive.
There you go.
I don't think I'm allowed to pick the Ravens after the way Bruno just said. No, but I was going Chiefs either way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one.
It won't be the first time I called you an idiot, but it will also be the first time.
And it probably won't be the last.
Yeah, it won't be the first time I'm wrong calling you an idiot.
Over, under? How do you feel about that, Bruno? 54.5?
Probably over. Yeah. You think the Ravens can scrum up 20 points and the Chiefs can probably put up like 30s, mid-30s, right?
Well, I think the game's going to be high scoring. You know, I don't think that you look at the Browns and Chiefs, right? Like, the Browns were up heavily in that game, and then all of a sudden the Chiefs just poured it on and in the last moments of it, and they can just score at will. So it doesn't matter how much the Ravens score, the Chiefs are going to just put up their points no matter what. So just because of that logic alone, when they're able to just put up 33 on will like that.
Yeah, I get it, though. I just hate being logical all the time. Like, it's stupid, you know? Yeah. Like,
sometimes it's just fun to be
well, it's not only fun, but the NFL is the most unlogical thing. Like, it's just an imperfect game, so I can't wait. There's always something that just blows you out of the water every week, so I can't wait to see which one it is this week. For some reason, I'm betting my money on the Houston game.
Monday Night Football, live from the tundra of Green Bay, taking on the Lions. It's 11.5-point.
Worst conference in football right now.
For sure. 11.5-point line right now for the Packers are the favorite. Coming off a abysmal loss to the Saints, a 48.5-point over under. Where are y'all going?
Green Bay.
I mean, it's hard not to, right?
I was an Aaron Rodgers defender. Now look at me. I'm a clown. Dance monkey. That's what I feel like. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. Give me Green Bay.
Oh,
Green Bay, and what was the over under?
Over under is 48.5.
I'll take the over.
You're taking the over on that one? You know, we almost should put it on.
First of all, yeah, the Lions offense, where did that come from?
They're two running backs. DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams were just everything for them. They were just constant. He was constantly. Goff was just checking down the ball every. I mean, look, he didn't throw hardly to any of his wide receivers. He just threw to Hockenson and then the two running backs.
Yeah.
He was not looking down the field at all. It was almost everything we thought it was going to be when they were like, who is he going to throw on the outside to? And he was like, I'm not. I'm going to just
first
throw.
First of all, in other Lions news, did you see Calvin Johnson's like he's like, I'll squash my beef with the team for $1.5 million.
Really?
Yeah.
No, like, I didn't see that.
He was like, he just comes out of nowhere on like Twitter. He's like, I'll squash my beef with the team for $1,500,000.
Now, is that a guy who is broke?
I don't think so. I think it's all principle to him. Listen, I'll offer the proposition. I'll squash the beef for $1,400,000. So, it's on you now, Calvin. The ball's in your court, but that's my offer. It's my offer to the Lions.
That's so crazy. That is
your offer to the Colts?
My offer to the Colts to squash the beef. He signed me for a week, so I just want to be able to say I was in the NFL. So they were telling me I was going to be their number two center going into camp. Like, how does it go from that to, like, I'm not even, like, lying. And a lot of my stories, I have a tendency to, like, over-exaggerate. But that's just straight up what they told me. That's when I knew everyone's telling you, like, NFL's business, right? But I didn't know I was going to get so just B-slapped in my first introduction. And then I'm busted out 3 weeks in. Like, how heartbreaking is that? Colts would have to send me a big cookie.
Big cookie. Well, that's all the games that are for the week two. So we'll see how the results fare out. But Justin, you're Ray, and so Ray's going to either love you or hate you by the end of this one.
I'll make sure to check in next week to see what happens.
Thanks for listening, man.
Yeah,
I really
when are you
going to
come
it.
Train some jiu-jitsu, Justin?
Probably. I have one good leg right now, Bruno. So.
You don't need the left leg in jujitsu. Don't they? What they say?
Listen, man. One day you'll come by the gym and you'll have fun. All right. You'll have fun.
Just go there and watch him.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying probably after his playing career, too.
Yeah.
Well, all my luck, he's going to play for like 10 years or something.
Just have an amazing career. And you know,
dude, like, come.
Leave his mark on a team somewhere.
A degenerate.
So yeah. Annoying.
It is. No, it literally is. I'm not above just wanting bad things to happen to other people for my benefit, right?
Once again, I don't have to apologize for this. You know what's happening.
I spent plenty of time with Bruno.
Perfect, perfect. All right, let's go to our last break. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We want to hear from you. What do you think about some of these picks? Go ahead and jump on the lines back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Hey, honey. Got the 70-inch flat screen mounted. Come take a look.
Why are the instructions still wrapped in plastic?
Instructions are just another man's suggestions.
You sure about that?
Need another chance? Get one with Powerball with Double Play. Add Double Play for just a dollar and give your numbers a second chance to win up to $10 million with drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Powerball with Double Play and the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
We recently talked to a world-renowned gemologist. The optic character of this ruby is brilliant. And the refractive index on this sapphire is simply superb. And judging by the writing on the top of this diamond, I'd say that it could be worth up to $500,000. I'll give it a scratch just to make sure.
Woo! We've got ourselves a real gem here.
Take it from the experts. The new September instant games are truly brilliant. See for yourself. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump, and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
And now our friends at Mike's Remodeling are reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate military care package and see how you can make a difference today. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned Mike's Remodeling, our number one most trusted contractor backed by over 21 years of experience in residential and commercial remodeling. Trust the name we trust. Mike's Remodeling. Call 270-305-3424. That's 270-305-3424.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Final moments of the show. If you want to get in, no Braves game today because it got postponed, actually. It was supposed to go on at 11 a.m. here locally, I believe. And they were trying to figure it out, but to be determined. So, you know what that means, Bruno. It might touch into our show whenever they try to do a doubleheader somewhere against the Rockies.
But really? Dang.
Possibly. Depends on where it goes.
What would that be? I don't know how baseball scheduling works.
Who knows how they're going to figure out the schedule to get that. Some other news that came out of Titans camp today So, did we all see the very first play of Titans Cardinals? Cardinals.
I woke up at halftime for that game.
Really?
I woke up at like halftime. So.
Well, Jackrabbit Jenkins, Janoris Jenkins. I'm not sure if that's his actual name. I don't know if his name's actually Jackrabbit, but everybody's calling him Jackrabbit. Yeah. So he came out today. The first play, he gets, just absolutely shanked by DeAndre Hopkins, and he falls to the ground. Hopkins gets like a 38-yard pass all alone. He comes out today, says, "It was my cleats. It was a shoe problem. It wasn't me. It was the shoes." What do you think when you hear that?
Nah, bro. Nah.
It's got to be him, right?
No, I don't think. I don't know. Maybe. I can't speak on that because I don't care. I wear the ugliest cleats I get every time. And I'm just like, cool. I hate the knee braces I have to wear. And I'll very rarely, like, cleats never pass my mind. I didn't care. Yeah. Even when I tore my PCL, I was like, "What? You know, was it my cleats?" No, I didn't care. I was just like, "Dude, whatever." So
stuff happens.
We're O line. We're also just, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that much to us.
How do y'all look at it? Like when you see a player like that happens, and everyone they're on your team, and
everyone deals with things their own way. I feel like that's part of, like, I know you're a team, so you have to like hold each other accountable and all that. But everyone deals with getting. I just got nuked. Everyone deals with getting beat their own way, yeah. Right? So whatever you have to do to reset, and if you play better, so if it comes down to you have to blame something ridiculous, and then you play better the next week, that's fine with me. If you whatever you need to mentally do, like win at all costs, you know. Obviously, it can be. I know you came out on your soapbox against it, against the play, which is unacceptable. Everyone's like, "This is D-Hop, right?" Well, you know, next week you're gonna play someone else crazy.
So. Yeah, and it's just like, is your cleat gonna work then? You know, are we going to see you fall to the ground instantly when a guy makes one move? I don't blame Jackrabbit, Janoris, whatever. I don't blame him. I blame the team for putting him at cornerback one. That's who I blame. You don't blame the kid for driving a car. You blame the 30-year-old woman that got in the passenger seat and said, "Drive, kid." That's who you blame. I don't blame Jackrabbit. I just blame the Titans signing off, saying, "Yep, this is our guy, cornerback one."
Yeah, fair enough. Well, that's front office decisions. You got to live with those.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about tomorrow. Fantasy Football Fridays. We got Bruno's Bets coming in. Always fun on Fridays. Justin, I hope you had fun, man.
Yeah, no, it was a blast. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Anytime you want to come by. Awesome. Yeah. Always got the mic open, so we're just sitting here and talking sports.
And listening to Bruno on his Moses rants.
Yeah, we're going to try to limit those. We're going to try. That's the key word.
You're going to try, and it's not going to work. I don't care.
Everybody, have a great night. We will see you guys tomorrow. Remember, if nobody told you, I love you. Enjoy your night. See you guys.